Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, when you hear that song, you know what it means. Nikki Jobvalla from the Washington Post set to join us. Also, this is pretty cool. Colt McCoy is going to be on with Grant and Danny at 3 o'clock. I was watching a Colt video earlier today on YouTube. He's really good at breaking down prospects and film and such, as is Nikki Jobvalla. Hello, Nikki. How we doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
How ready are you sleeping for the draft? Yeah. How are you sleeping?
Are you going to have enough energy for the draft?
No, but, you know, you do what you gotta do, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of in that sort of like first-time parent haze, you know, where it's just I'm going through the motions but not really there, so I have no idea what's gonna happen over these next 5-10 minutes with you guys, but let's give it a go.
If Julian decides it's time to talk to mom, that is fine. You just hang up with us.
There you go.
Very easy.
No, he's all good. He's asleep. He said he's sleeping. It's great.
All right. The worst time to be awake, and Brian's daughter's going through this right now. They just had their first baby.
Yep.
And it's between 2 and 5 a.m. As long as you can sleep those hours, you can make it.
That is when my grandson likes to be up.
Damn.
Kind of like his granddad.
Yeah. Yeah. This one loves to be up at those hours, too.
Ooh. Oh, that's tough.
Well.
All right. Let's get to football, though. It's last week, we had the craziness of Topgolf and the emoji heard around the world. This week, it's quiet, and it sure seems like they're taking Jaden Daniels. Have you arrived at any other sort of conclusions?
No. I mean, I think all signs do point to that. It's just, I say this respectfully to other NFL coaches and executives. It's just always jarring when, you know, an executive says something and then actually does that, and there's not a ton of lies and deceit around it. So, like, Adam Peters said he was going to stay at number two, and looks like they're staying at number two. It's just kind of a wild concept to me. That to me is where it seems like it's headed. But, you know, depending on the day or the hour, I still sometimes waver, you know, could they take J.J. McCarthy? What about Drake May? But I think overwhelmingly it does feel like it feels like Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Right. And none of us are saying it definitively, right? Like you
right.
said.
This is purely a hunch. They are not, the team is not talking. Like, as much as I would love for them to talk, they're not. So it's, you know. It's
but I do think that Peter's saying that they're not interested in trading to last week. I mean, he said it publicly on the record with television cameras in front of him.
Yes. Yes.
And now, you know, you've got Garofolo and Diana tweeting out that teams are calling and they're not getting an answer. Like, I think right. that tells you a lot, because if you were locked in on McCarthy or May, maybe you have more of a conversation at least, and they don't seem interested in that. To me, right. that is one of the first kind of actionable items from all of the reporting in this draft cycle, which is fairly exhausting.
Yeah, it's just it's months of speculation and rumors upon rumors and more speculation. But yeah, I agree with you completely there. I feel like at this point, and rightfully, they've probably locked in on their guy, and they know who they want, and they're not going to budge from it. I still think at this point, for me anyway, the more interesting one is, you know, could they possibly go back into the first round and get two picks on day one, since they have that high second round pick there? Maybe they try to go and get a tackle for this new quarterback that's coming in.
How realistic do you think that is?
I think it's realistic. I think, you know, again, this is purely a hunch. I haven't heard anything new since the last time I was on with you guys, but I think it's realistic. He did not shoot that one down when I asked about it. You know, he didn't say we're definitively staying at it in the second round. So, you know, I would like to think that they wouldn't make any rash decision and just give up a haul to move up 5-6 spots. But, you know, if there's a guy they really like, they have the resources to do it. And that is such a premium position anymore. I think it may be worth it.
You mentioned them moving back into the first possibly and things like that. We did a little thing about what, other than quarterback, the moves they need to make. I think quarterback, left tackle, and then what else? What's next? Do they go offensive line again, or do they try and move to linebacker, cornerback, something like that?
I would love to see them get a cornerback. You know, I mean, I know they got Emmanuel Forbes last year. I just still think, you know, he's still a mystery at this point. They're not sure, you know, what he can be, especially in this defense. And that, too, is just such a vital position. So I like their linebacking core at this point. I think they'll probably want to add to it. But, I mean, look at Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. That's just such an upgrade over, for years it's been kind of a missing piece, but I like that. I think they need another pass rusher too. I mean, you know, they lost all their veteran DNs. I think they need another stud on that line. So I would love to see them go either of those two.
Yeah. And if you look at a lot of the work they did in free agency, a lot of it, a lot of the contracts were one-year deals, or if they are two, they're kind of fake two because there's no guaranteed money in the second year. Louvu, one of the few that is a real contract with money guaranteed into a third season. They were bad. Like, we got to be honest here. Like, they were 4-13 with no Pro Bowlers. They got holes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. This is a full-on, I don't care what R word you use, but this is a full-on rebuild. I mean, top to bottom.
Recalibrate,
and it started
rebuild.
Last July with the new owner.
Remodel,
they're
whatever.
Trying their damnedest to make sure that foundation is very strong, though, why they rebuild it.
Exactly. Exactly. And this, again, is why I say it's, you know, a little jarring, because Adam Peters doesn't say much publicly, but when he does talk, he's been pretty truthful so far. And a lot of times it's, you know, I feel like anyway, a lot of times coaches just, or executives give you just sort of the party line or the fluff or whatever you want to hear. And, you know, oh yeah, we want to build through the draft, blah, blah, blah. He's actually doing it. Like he, you know, what the moves he made in free agency were to allow them to build through the draft, you know, getting these veterans on shorter term deals. They kind of set the tone, they lay a foundation, and they kind of teach the younger guys the way, and then, you know, and they pay it forward essentially. But to me, that's what's been really refreshing to see, is that there's been a process, a clear method to what they're doing, and they've kind of held to what they said.
Totally. I want to ask you something different here. Talking with our friend Nicky Jabala, just days before the NFL draft. I you're not going to Detroit, right? Will you be in Ashburn or?
I will be in Ashburn because I'm incapable of taking a real leave like a normal human being.
I am guessing the Post offers like very legitimate maternity leave, like 6 months.
She took a leave and invited the babysitter the next day.
Yeah. See, I filed for leave and I was like, I can't do this. This is giving me anxiety, and filed to come off leave. So that's where I got a lot of, are you crazy looks and comments? So, yeah.
That is, like the least surprising thing I've heard.
Nikki, you know what? I can understand it though, because I mess with JB about taking vacations and all. I don't like sitting at home doing nothing, or just out being out doing nothing.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, little man. There's a lot of work that that, like, 8-pound creature requires, and he's absolutely wonderful and exceptional. But I just don't like feeling totally out of the loop, and, like, I just really like working. I feel lucky that I got a profession that I actually really enjoy, so want to keep doing it.
Yeah, and that is all beautiful, but it's also a profession that makes you kind of feel chained to your phone or chained to the information.
Oh, yeah. You're like on call 24/7. I'm tethered to my phone and, like, you know. I have the bottle and the cell phone right next to each other.
He's going to have something to say about that phone eventually.
I pulled this up. I texted you Tuesday, April 2nd. So I don't, some news must have happened. I said, stop tweeting, sleep, hope everything is going great. And you responded, do they have AA for Twitter?
Hey, and guess how he knew you were tweeting? Because he was looking at everything.
Yeah, that's accurate.
He doesn't stop.
Yeah, we're all in it together.
Yeah. So this was the actual question I wanted to ask you. Not that I expect you to know the answer to this, but you know football and you've done this a long time. The Giants continuously linked to McCarthy or Drake or whatever. Mm-hmm. I get that, you know, the Jones deal has guaranteed money this year, but there is guaranteed for injury money in 25. And, like, mm-hmm. I get that you can get out of the deal, but then you almost have to cut Jones now or not let him play. Because he could get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think will happen with all that in New York?
Yeah, I mean, it's not anywhere near the Russell Wilson situation. I still think what Denver did was stupid there. I think they should have waited a year before cutting Russell. But, you know, they're a team that's looking to move on from a veteran quarterback, and they're kind of stuck with this, you know, dead weight, dead money. You know, I think a lot of it depends on, you know, if they feel like a quarterback could come available in the next draft. There are so many what ifs. You don't know where you're going to be in the draft order too, right? But I think you would probably have a good idea of, you know, what can we realistically expect from the prospects that come available, and, you know, which ones do we expect to be there. And if you don't feel great about next year's options, then I think you seriously consider it. I mean, I think every team, we all know how hard it is to find a franchise guy. And I feel like you keep swinging until you hit it. And it's going to be costly. And there are going to be some, you know, really tough cuts. I think there was a bit of luck with San Francisco. They just, you know, I know they scouted Brock Purdy.
That was a lot of luck, yeah.
Yeah, but they still took him with the very last pick in the draft. You know, and he just happened to be really great. So when things went south with Trey Lance, oh, look what we just have here. Not every team gets that. So, you know, it's going to be costly to move on. I wouldn't be surprised if they take a quarterback. I think they should take a quarterback. Financially, it would be a mess. But if you know you got to move on from this guy and you really like somebody in this draft, I feel like you kind of have to. Especially if it's somebody like a J.J. McCarthy or a Drake May, and you feel like they need a year to kind of, you know, sit and learn, then it's you do it.
Yeah. To me, the lesson is, and you see this all the time, don't pay market rate for below market quarterbacks, because you end up in this position.
You always have to, though.
It's such a conundrum.
You know, there's so many quarterbacks that aren't worth their value, but
probably,
you know, everyone has to reset the market. Typically,
probably more than 6%.
A lot of them. Nikki, thank you. I'll see you Thursday.
Thank you, Nikki.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right.
That's our friend Nikki Jobvala. Give her a follow on Twitter and X at Nikki Jobvala. When we come back, got to make some bets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.